Suffolk News, March the 9th, 2017. Biggest losers will be the children, say heads in fund's letter. Head teachers at primary, nursery and special schools across the borough fear cuts to their budgets will result in job losses, stressed out teachers and pupils' education suffering. Schools in Suffolk are predicted to be the worst hit by government's national funding formula, with estimate of cuts of £1,024 per pupil per year. Suffolk Heads, a body representing primary, nursery and special schools, said it had been viewing with increasing alarm the impact that government policy is having on schools' budgets. In a letter sent to the News, signed by more than 80 head teachers, the body said, "The biggest losers in this will be the children. This level of cuts can only result in job losses, and this will have a direct impact on children's outcomes. Simply put, there will not be the appropriate numbers of staff to meet the needs of the children. The quality of children's education will suffer as a result." The letter went on to say that funding in other areas of the country should be raised to match the levels received in London. "We agree that children in all schools should be adequately funded," Suffolk Heads wrote. "Evidence has shown that increased funding improves outcomes. The London Challenge and City Challenge initiatives proved that. Reducing funding in London will only have a deleterious effect on the ability of schools and teachers to prepare our children to be the citizens and workforce of tomorrow. In a time of crisis in recruitment and retention, it is key that those teachers who remain feel that their job is achievable. Who will want to work in school environments that are stretched beyond their means? Funding cuts will only continue to increase workloads and the levels of pressure on teachers who are already leaving the profession in droves. Cuts in funding jeopardise the education system as a whole," they wrote. "It is time that the government recognised the hugely negative impact that its policies are having on children's education. Robbing Peter to pay Paul is not the answer. Sufficient funding for children in all schools has to be the goal." A public consultation on the national funding formula, which the government says will end the historic postcode lottery and ensure that similar schools in different areas are treated in the same way, ends on March 22nd. The News approached the Department for Education for comment, but received no response at the time of going to press.